larger aim is to establish better lines of communication between artists and anthropologists. The things that came out yesterday, I think the things that the anthropologists were saying, was about feeling of excess, that there's this excess that can't be easily fitted into the canons of practice in anthropology. So what could the product be? Could it be a film or with photography or objects? Could it be an intervention? Could it be a tour?
Artists are very comfortable talking about their process and what's personal about it to them. And I feel like that's something that I rarely hear from anthropologists, this sense of kind of what of the personal element of their process. And something that I think would be really helpful to me in understanding how to think about this dialogue.
Everybody is under a certain amount of time to get a sense of what we do, you know, as an anthropologist. If you're asking what we as artists might want, and that's the kind of frustration.
What one's method is probably really hard to answer, because the only answer is my method really is in my work. So if you read a paper that I've written, I suppose my method will reveal itself.
I think artists are certainly allowed to retreat into a space of, or we've done it to call it retreat, just to locate their work in a space of not being able to know anything about anything, like maybe not even about the notion of self.
Reading the small amount of anthropological text that I have, which is very small, or seeing ethnographic films, there is the personal. But it's so, I don't know if it's more in the way that we describe things. I think anthropologists use different tools than artists do. And it's like about trying to figure out what they are.
So you're going to get out at like a kind of a crossbar gate, okay? And
start
then
breathing again.
We don't wait for you then?
Yeah?
No, don't wait for a set off.
All right.
Hide in trees, make noises, what more for? Because it is haunted up there.
Yeah. Do we?
It will won't be.
Everywhere's haunted around.
It won't be, yeah, you might not come back.
You might not come back. Okay.
I think what we should do now, I should tell you what I did have in mind, and then you should tell me what you think we should do. So I had put you into groups. We do have equipment, we need to document it. I'd like to know if that sounds like a doable proposition.
Oh, yeah, the Orca Hay is immediately. Right. Yeah. Bring your pads and pens.
So the fact of being asked to create a dialogue on the subject of growing, revealing, challenging social relations.
Well, I suppose I'm really confused by this, and I find it really uncomfortable how to work together in such an artificial situation, and how we bring our methodologies to it. I don't feel I have methodologies I can bring to this in this time frame, in this kind of scope. But one part of me is sort of thinking, yeah, you know, what is the point of the web? And maybe that's an interesting thing to look at, that's something that exists in real time on the web, about a dialogue on the web.
Personally, I'd be really interested in what is uncomfortable about that, because it was such a struggle for me to try and imagine what might work in this situation.
Everyone. Because somehow, you know, there's a division in the writer of this piece and us reacting to it, you know? And
yes.
They're constantly talking to you and you are talking back, but this is still all the time in the middle, and it should be in the middle because it's there, we cannot change that, you know. But somehow I think we are here not 1 + 4, we are here 5, so.
You're also sitting outside and I'm sitting on this side.
Yeah,
so.
It's interesting in this kind of dynamics, I think.
So how can we change that?
Well, it seems we should break it.
Okay, well I'm gonna
move over there for some. Not on the end.
got a tiny bit of an idea, but it's not really a, it's not even an idea. It's just like, but I thought on the lines of reenactment of some sort of case study or something.
Is there something that we could learn to do that we could kind of identify?
We could learn each other's sleeping positions too, in terms of the room. Perform each other's sleeping positions.
You want some more?
Yes.
Thanks. Oh,
no.
But the question is, should we sit here and move the concept? Should we walk up the hill and look down at it, or something like that? In other words, get walking and move it.
It just occurred to me that, you know, when we all go home, we're going to tell somebody about what's happened, but we could all perhaps go through what we might say, and we might all learn something from that, and then we could take that on to perhaps an enactment.
Or simply confess it. So, you know, it's a bit of a risk for us to kind of come back into the group and confess what we might say, or what we maybe already said in whatever conversations.
So what's so specific about this place? We should go up the hill, we should get vision down on this place.
This is the way we go left here.
Yeah. But it's very muddy,
isn't
it?
You can't go up there.
Well, you can, but it's very slippery.
What was your idea of linking up the equipment?
Oh, it was just off the top of my head idea of doing the act of placing that as a primary.
I think the idea of restaging, that's actually really very interesting, because it's got lots of issues, for me anyway, of appropriating what happened.
Literally, that means taking the stuff off the tables
and taking the tables,
going back to what,
piling up the tables, pulling out all the cables, stacking the machines, etc., and start over again.
I like the idea of doing a mirror opposite.
Something like that, you know, to kind of but it also makes you think about what is the space for presentation.
Gone back down again, we'd talked this through and through, and we'd come to the conclusion that if you were to look at this kind of as anthropologists, you might have a kind of scheme of schismogenesis in Hebden Bridge. We were also busy with art, so we decided we were going to take, we had three characters. We had an Irish bricklayer, we had a kind of a fiddler, tinkerer, I think, and then we had a wannabe architect.
But what's missing for me from your project is you successfully parodied and undermined the authority of your field by making ridiculous claims based on meaningless and insufficient data.
We kind of went out on a walk. Mary kind of somehow kind of found a way that she could structure this, and it was highly symbolic of a kind of region, of an idea about kind of British kind of classification of people and all of these things that Mary kind of could put a structure around, and I was quite happy just having an experience and having a chat with people. And then it was kind of interesting for me to see that kind of bead anthropology filling in the gaps that you've maybe spent 2 years trying to research. But it was the structuring of this experience that actually became interesting for me.
Cool.
so that was a good 10. Yeah, the notion of a retreat has that element to it, and certainly when we went up to the bomb, there was a feeling that there was something at risk by engaging in this kind of discussion that usually doesn't take place in an intimate setting and transposing it to another place.
And was it risky?
Was it risky?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure yet. I feel like it is now. We have a couple of volunteers to just come and read these in any order that you like.
Who do you wonder about in the group?
What does this taste like?
Is it time to stop?
What happens at that presentation? Is there any danger in this whole 3 days?
Where do you want to go from here? Are there more things to do together?
We considered various things that could involve going out, and then we decided what we wanted to do was to shift what we originally started out with.
Very quickly everybody was sort of settled, you know, a specific place, your place, which we thought, well, if we turn it around, what would happen? How would the behaviour of people be disorientated or distorted somehow? Would people be able to find their stuff? This morning I found out, no, not.
Any ideas
about what they
want
to do from here to do with this, if anything?
I guess my next piece of work is so far off that I can't imagine collaborating with someone in any direct, overt way. But my work will definitely be informed by the work that I've seen here, the discussions that I've had, in ways that I don't even know yet, you know, and there are different ways of feeding off each other.
I just like to show some films, just even at the museum, just not making any kind of distinction if it was by an artist or an anthropologist. I'd just love to show those films.
I hadn't really thought about concrete outcomes like that. I thought of outcomes like people staying in contact and things.
For me, it's kind of similar. It's quite soon to talk about specific. Potentially, yeah, actual collaborations could take place, but I'm in the midst of it at the minute, and you need time to just kind of absorb the experiences.